Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, really being part of the conversation, you know, part of the solution. I'm just stuck on Harris for VP. We'll play a few clips. We'll have some fun with it. But I mean, really, what do you think about this? Give me some things that she has done that were so great. Well, she hasn't taken advantage of other people. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. You can sign up for the email blast, too. That wouldn't hurt. Right? You'll know what's when the show's coming on, you know, who's coming on the show, topics we're going to be discussing. And you can support some of the sponsors should you need some of their products. Really that simple. I try not to make it too complicated because, you know, I don't want to be, if I'm confused, you're going to be lost, you know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Identity politics is alive and well here in this country, as we know. Joey B. picking a woman of color, not an African-American, let's get that straight, but actually a woman of color. And I don't know what good that does. It might make some people feel better, but what good does it really do? What does it get us, right? And her past, and remember, we're not just picking on the woman. We've done this with everybody. I guess her past doesn't matter at all. Right? So do we no longer care about moral values in this country? Is that really what it boils down to? We don't care how many people you've slept with and how many marriages you've had, how many times you've done whatever. Not a problem. Now, I just don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get back to the Tulsi Gabbard clip. And the reason for that is that she lays her out. She's not having it. She's not having the garbage. She's not having the games. And this is what we need to do this more and more with these people. We need to let them know that we're paying attention and we're watching. Let me see. Take a listen, hopefully. There she is. You know what? I'm just going to start it over. It's really that simple. Yeah, come on. You can do this. I can do this.
False accusation that Joe Biden is a racist. What's your response?
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana.
Now, look at her face. She's not the best poker player, but she's not the worst either. But you look at her face and look at what she's saying and what she's doing. Okay, I don't know how she's going to fight, but take a listen.
She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response?
You know, and listen to the crowd. They're loving it. And they're not just loving it because it's Tulsi and they're Tulsi people. But this is what we have to start doing. Remember, I said, we need to stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules and start with the guerrilla warfare. You don't want to be illegal. I'm not willing to step over the boundaries like they are. But, man, we can make them run just by laying out the truth like she just did. Take a listen.
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work. And I am proud of making a decision to not just give fancy speeches or be in a legislative body and give speeches on the floor, but actually doing the work of being in the position to use the power that I had to reform.
Based on what Willie Brown said, all that was true. You know, anyway. But I mean, again, think about what she's saying here. What did she really do? She was willing to push the no bail bill. Isn't that great? Right? I mean, if you think of all the things that she did, look at what happened, and she refused, utterly refused to enforce the law. Remember, I just told you about all the drugs that were running around San Francisco legally. They knew about it. These were illegal drugs. She refused to bring the death penalty up or life in prison, either one. For a criminal that actually cold-bloodedly shot a cop in the back of the head, she wasn't interested in any of that. And that's what these people are going to need to talk about. They're going to talk about, you know, again, if it's going to be a law and order presidency, if it's going to be a law and order kind of scenario here, they need to bring up all her missteps.
Form a system that is badly in need of reform. The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
Senator,
you know, it's funny. You can't fight the fact that a judge had to tell you to release the information that ultimately released these criminals. Right? How do you fight that? Unless you lie about it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality
quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
They travel from world to world. Making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Right? You got to get informed. You got to get informed and engaged to make sure that the information you're giving out is not crazy like them. How's that? No, I mean it sincerely. I'm tired of being lumped together with the crazies on the left at times. And there's no reason for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about Kamala. Kamala, really, right? Harris. She is Joey B's choice, his pick. God bless. I'm amazed. I come back and I was talking about it in the last hour or in the last segment. Have we given up on moral values? I mean, some of us haven't. I realize that. I'm painting with a bit of a broad brush, but have we given up on values? I think we have. When we allow this stuff to happen, and you know, conservatives are great at this to a big degree, where they shut up and they hang out in the corner, they don't want to say anything, right? And the biggest reason they don't want to say anything is because you know they want people to live and let live. Well, they don't want you live and let live. Don't you dare buy into that. You know it's not true. But you buy into it because, again, you think if you do it to them, if you allow them to live a certain way, they're going to allow you. I mean, how's that worked out for you? has it worked out well? I think the people in Seattle, I mean, look at those mayors. That was great. So those mayors actually figured that if they simply left those people alone, they wouldn't bother them. That was great. But it didn't work out for them, did it? Not at all. Again, 855 Real Joe. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Willie Brown came out and said, no way, no, she shouldn't be the AG. But we were actually, again, in the, when she was in the forums, when she was running for president, and why would you pick somebody who just didn't get any traction? Couldn't raise money. I mean, was she the lesser of the five evils? Or 16 evils or whatever? I don't know. I don't know how they do it. 855 Real Show, 855-732. And they're not, this is like out of control. The Democrat Party has lost control of their party. You know, when you have people like Omar Tlaib, AOC, that are actually making headway in that party, that's a problem, right? Now, I've never been a real, I should say, Kennedy fan. I realize they've done some great things to the nation. They've also not done some great things to the nation. But there's a race currently underway for Joe Kennedy's seat. And an anti-Kennedy emerges. You know, I can't even pronounce her name. It's Ihsan Lekki. She's a Moroccan immigrant. Okay? And, man, I'll tell you what. When you hear her speak, when you hear what she has to say, she's talking about tearing down the institution. She's talking about our institution. Four-term Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy's high-profile challenge to progressive Senator Ed Markey has left many of the left scratching their heads. Yeah, Ed Markey is really very left. In addition to seeming pointless of the exercise, Kennedy's impatience to fulfill his assumed birthright as a United States Senator has resulted in a power vacuum in that 4th Congressional District. You know, and it's a very well-to-do district at that. Now, there's nine candidates running for the seat. But this Ihsan Lekki, she stands far away from the other ones. And, you know, it seems in some areas it has worked for them. I don't know how. But the some of these people that are you know, pumping away on this race, they've been around for a while, right? They've been in the community, in the neighborhood. But to see that she's making inroads, that she's moving forward, it has to scare you. It's going to be one of those AOC scenarios. You better be paying attention, you people of Brookline, or else you're going to end up with one of these. One of these nut jobs. We don't need any more AOCs, people. We don't need any more Omars. We don't need any more Talibs. And they're all going, he can't stand immigrants. No, not even close. Because I do the same thing for Pelosi, Maxine Waters. I don't think either one of them are immigrants. Right? Sheila Jackson Lee. We go down the whole list. I mean, they are devout. They are not registered. They are devout socialists. They are people who can't stand this country. They want to rip it up and change it. Do you ever notice when Nancy Pelosi, every single pen stroke of President Trump is unconstitutional? Every one of them. But everything Obama did was an act of God. Because that's how they saw him, you know. They saw him as God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, when you look at what's going on out there, even the Dems. Now, Joe Kennedy, matter of fact, it's really funny. The night we aired on our First Nations in Massachusetts, Joe Kennedy was giving a speech. And I thought it was hilarious, because I'm thinking, this is crazy. I'm going to get bumped for him, or I am being bumped for him. And we're not going to last long there either because, you know, stations in Boston or in the Boston area, the Massachusetts, New Hampshire, whatever area, these stations are not known for being a hardcore conservative. I don't know if some of you have noticed, we are not a hardcore conservative station. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on here. In the chat room, texting, tweeting. I'll get to the phones after the next break, too. We'll be back in a minute.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden announced on Twitter that he's chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News.
People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she was, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh.
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
Oh, boy, don't we know that to be the truth.
Like the fella once said...
A lot of people doing a lot of talking with very, very little between the ears, so to speak. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're on the air with me, that you're sending me little messages. I really do appreciate that. Next hour, we're going to talk about Governor Newsom. He's got to go. I mean, he's got to go. He's got his own problems he's got to deal with now. There's little things coming out about, you know, his past, his nasties, the things that he's doing. Seriously? So he needs to say goodbye as well. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Part of what I was talking about, before I head over to the phones, I promise I'll get to the phones in a second. You have my word. Joe Kennedy's speech. And, you know, Joe Kennedy running... See, I hate when they do this. When the screens start to flicker and go all over the place. But we had, you know, Joe Kennedy running for office. And... when you think about what he's up against, what he's doing, who he's fighting, and the Kennedy name, I mean, that is a big deal to have to fight against. And Senator Markey, if you're from Boston, sorry guys, that's a big name to push against too. He's been there forever. But Joe's got a solid name, and the problem is that they see Markey's going way too far left. He's out of touch with reality. I had this discussion with a Democrat today. I said, the problem is that your team is not in line, or I should say in line, not in touch with reality. Markey's way too far left. But as I was starting to say, we're on WSAR 1480 AM out of Fall River, where Joe gave his first, you know, gave a speech the night I was supposed to start. He talked too long, I didn't start that night, I started the next night. But Fall River, Massachusetts is a very, we'll say, a left-leaning area, okay? Hard-working people, so let's not take this the wrong way, don't read into this, I love hardworking people. I grew up in Boston. All right? And they've been told for decades that the only people who care about them is Democrats. That's why Democrats have such a hold on that area. Not just Fall River, but Massachusetts as a whole. And you guys have got to realize they don't. They don't care about you. They care about the power. They care about telling you what to do. They don't care for what's best for you. Look at Joe. Joey B is going to wipe out the coal industry. Right? Because he thinks it's bad for the earth. It's bad for everything. They don't care about the jobs. People have gone back to work. He's going to turn all this around. I mean, we have unemployment numbers that are going down at a time when nobody's opening stores. How does that happen? It happens because of Donald J. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Ed from Washington. Always a pleasure to have you on, Ed.
Real quick, like, I was listening to some of Joe Biden's television promotions, and he talks about his devotion to his Catholic religion. And so I called the Catholic, I called a couple of whatever the churches around there, and I asked them, I said, isn't there something called, you'll know more about this than I do, so forgive my ignorance. There's something that's called absolution and for atonement, for stop doing what you're doing, then you're given absolution. But I was listening to some of the history of Biden, and he promotes the existing, if not more, this thing of Planned Parenthood with all the abortions.
Yep.
And I said to them, I said, if someone does not atone, does that mean, and they further not only do not atone, but they actually promote it in even larger expanses, wouldn't that mean that he would have to be excommunicated?
Well, you would think so. Remember when Nancy Pelosi, she was slighted by the last pope because she was pushing for abortion. She actually even said at one point in time that abortion, you know, was a thing of God, right? I'm thinking, how do you figure that?
I don't remember seeing any of the thing in the Bible or any of the teaching I've been taught that something so horrific as mass murder was considered, especially for unborn children. No. I don't see that or hear that.
No. Ed, you thanks for the call, by the way, and you hit a hot button with me, and I do appreciate it when you guys do this. Look, you know, again, I'm not going to get into somebody's religious belief and whether Joe really is a Catholic or not a Catholic or what have you. That's between him and God, not me, him and God. But the Catholic faith does not teach that abortion is okay. Matter of fact, I keep going back to the same thing every time, and I say to you guys, it's really simple. You do not have to be a biblical scholar for this. All right? Here's how it works. God said that he knew you before you were in your mom's womb. Meaning you had some kind of relationship with the Almighty. You had something to do with the Almighty before you got here. Okay? Maybe you weren't aware, but he was aware of you. Pretty important, don't you think? Creator of the universe cares about who you are. And then he says, I have a plan for your life. He says he has a plan for everybody's life. But when you stop that life, when you take that life, what are you saying? All right, I'm sorry, God. I know this is one of yours, and I know you got a plan for this, and he may even be the guy that's going to cure cancer, the girl that's going to cure. Yeah, that doesn't work for my time. Not interested. I already got four kids. Can't do this. So all of a sudden, you know better, and you know more than God does. How does that fit into being a good Catholic, or a good Christian, for that matter? I mean, seriously. And Nancy Pelosi is the same way. As she is waving her finger, almost shouting, in a hate for men, they're telling people that she can't hate because of her religion. Well, you can hate because of your religion. There's plenty of godly people that hate. That is truly what wearing your religion on your sleeve is all about. By the way, that was Ed. I'm sure he's listening on KBSN AM 1470 out of Moses Lake. Love those people. Really appreciate it. And again, you know what? You got to engage. The real wonderment here with Ms. whatever her name is, Harris, is about how the Democrats are, you know, how are they dealing with all this? right? You have all these the cities that are these Democrats that are getting away with all kinds of stuff in these cities for decades, right? For decades, they've been relaxing how it's how these cities are policed, how they're taken care of, how they're cleaned. Corruption has been running rampant in these places for decades. And now all of a sudden, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, New York, D.C., all of a sudden, it's Donald Trump's fault. I'm sorry. I can't smoke enough crack for that to make sense. No way. And then the other part, Harris said that she believed Biden's accuser. I know I hit it earlier. I'm hitting it again. Harris said that she believed Biden's accuser. She believed that he did assault her. Now, we haven't heard from her since. I don't know what's happened. Did they pay her to go away? I think she's going to come back. I think the others, there were eight other women waiting to come forward on Joe. Where are they? What happened to them? Why doesn't Harris treat it like she treated Kavanaugh? And now she's going to, for lack of a better term, she'll get in bed with another sexual assaulter. She's actually going to work with, she's going to promote, talk about what a great man of character he is. How does that fit with their whole Me Too holier-than-thou attitude? Right? When she was asked, answering some questions on some of these interviews that she was going on, one of the things that really caught me at the end of an interview, she would put regulations on eating red meat because it's bad for us. She doesn't have a right to tell me what I can eat and can't eat. I mean, really, she doesn't. It makes me nuts when I hear any legislator, I don't care who it is. Look at Bloomberg. What an idiot he was. Can't buy anything bigger than a 16-ounce drink. Okay, if you want 32 ounces, you get two 16s. What's the big whoop? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, you know, I just want to get to it. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including, right, not limited to, but and or including, you know, just throw me a few bucks. Donations, signing up for email blasts. As I've always said, you know, the social media platforms, the ones that you don't seem to want to get away from, you know, the Facebook has really, really squelched our reach. So has Google as a whole. Some of you know you've received emails, you know, we're having trouble getting emails out. And you know what that's all about. And you're going to see it get worse and worse and worse. You've seen it happen in Chicago. Right? I mean, you know, you can't, tweeting, texting with social media sites, with news sources. I started going down Chicago Road because you're thinking about the information you can't get out there. Even the chief of police wanted to tell people what was going on, and the mayor jumped in. No, not going to happen. You don't see it. You don't see those stories on Google. You don't see those stories on Twitter. I mean, some of us get it out. They squeak through from time to time, but that's it. We don't get all the message out the way we should. I want to get back to Kamala Harris, though, because this is just too good to be true. I really think a poor, bad choice. Even for those who didn't much care for her or really don't like her, and they don't like Trump, now they have a choice. Right? They're either going to choose Harris, because let's be honest about it. Joey B isn't going to last the 4 years in there. I truly believe he's just a placeholder. Remember, I told you as we went for break that she wants to put regulations on us eating red meat. She's going to tell you another Bloomberg, right? I don't need somebody to tell me. That was not the job of the federal government. You realize that the stronger they get, the more power that they have, the more they tell you what you can and can't do. She said she would take away assault weapons. What are assault weapons? She doesn't know what those are. Most of these Dems in those positions of authority, they have no idea what these guns. What did Joe say? 100 magazine clip holder or something like that? Another one of his flubs. And then when Smollett was falsely accused MAGA hat wearing people of accosting him. What'd she come out and say? What did Harris say? Anybody? Right? She came out and said, oh, Jussie. Is it Jussie? Jussie is the most, he's the kindest. He's the most gentle human being you'd ever want to know. And, you know, the attack is like a modern-day lynching. Now, she came out and said that. There was no evidence, no investigation, no anything. And what do we find out later on? This was a sham. Another hoax, to put it in the immortal words of Donald Trump. And no evidence, no anything. You find out it's all a lie. Does anybody have a clip of her apologizing? Because I couldn't find it. Right? I mean, I'm not saying I just couldn't find it. No, again, and to my smoking friends, I'm not, this isn't a swipe at you, but it's a perfect example. In these cities where Democrats rule, you saw what was going on in Baltimore, right? Before all this stuff broke out, how bad it was there. And even the people in Baltimore said the same thing. This is like somebody who smoked cigarettes for 50 years. They read what's on the pack. They know what's happening. Their lung capacity is getting less and less and less. And then the doctor tells them they have lung cancer, and they go, how'd that happen? That can't be. Well, you've had the Democrats in power for decades in some of these cities. And where are we at? What's going on? How's that working out for you? I mean, again, and you can't get the message out. Basic media is not allowing you to get the message out. And look what's happening in the Democrat-run Portland, Democrat-run San Francisco, mass exodus, right? Democrat-run Seattle, Democrat-run Chicago, Democrat-run D.C. And the party of non-responsibility. They take responsibility for nothing. Nothing is their fault. I know, I've said that 15 ways on Sunday, but nothing is their fault. It's amazing to me. Always has been. Nashville City Councilwoman, she recommends attempting murder charges for those who won't wear a face mask. God bless. Now, let's not bring charges against the rioters who punch people in the face, smash their heads against the ground, right? Burn cars. Break it. No. We can't have any charges for them. But somebody that's willing to wear a mask for whatever reason, they should be brought up on attempted murder. You are electing these people. She's out of Nashville. You people in Tennessee, you're electing these people. A Nashville, Tennessee councilwoman wants those who don't wear face masks during the coronavirus pandemic to be charged with attempted murder. Thank God that nothing she says is going to work. Sharon Hurt, she's an at-large councilwoman in the Nashville metro area. right? She was on an August 5th meeting between public safety, beer and regulation, beverages and health, hospitals and social services committees. My God. My question goes back to legislation, she said. But my concern is, you know, I work for an organization that if they pass a virus, then they are tried for murder or attempted murder. If they're not told, and this person who may very well pass the virus out there in the air because they're not wearing a mask, they're doing the same thing. They should also be brought up on attempted murder charges. Yeah. Let's get all over that. It seems to me that we have been more reactive as opposed to proactive. And a little too late. Too little too late. Right? So what does she do with all the science that says the masks don't help? Do you only believe the one you want to believe? See, it isn't like there's 100 pieces that say, yes, the masks help, and 3 that say it don't. No. Director of Legislative Affairs for the Mayor's Office, Mike Jameson, said that City Council doesn't have the authority to create criminal legislation. Council does not have the opportunity on its own to create criminal legislation that is a state creature. So, don't these people know this? It's just, you know, it's just like the boneheads up there in Congress who try to pass a bill that would make D.C. a state. Well, you can't make a state with a law. It doesn't work that way. They just wanted it done like yesterday. That's the problem. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure having you with me. You know, when you look at this stuff, look at some of the headlines, right, that nobody wants to hear. You know, look at Cuomo and what he's doing in his state and what bad shape it's in and what he did to all those seniors when he's basically sent them to die, right? It's really that simple. I mean, how long is it going to be before these guys start telling us to wear full head coverings? That's not that far away. Anyway, another Democrat city, Chicago, right? The police are being attacked by mobs. They're being told that they're supposed to tolerate it. They're not supposed to fight back. Why are they still there? I would leave. I would go on, like, permanent medical leave or something. And then you got the Chicago mayor. She cracked down on a gay beach, you know, event, but yet did nothing to stop the riots. I don't know, what book can they read? Can somebody steal their book, their game book, and send it to me? Because I have no clue as to what they're thinking or how. It's very confusing, very hard to figure out. Even if you try to think like that, my brain hurts. I can't really do it. Oh, let's not forget the ever-loving guy. Any of you old enough remember Lance Armstrong? Right? I mean, the guy that took shots to win all those medals. He won all that money he won. Right? In the bike world. Anyway, he owns a bike bike shop in Austin. Probably many of them at this point. He's decided to dump his contract with the police department, Lance Armstrong. Here's a guy who lied and cheated, right, and played and built. His whole reputation is built on a lie. And yet, he's going to talk about what the police are accountable for? Is he for real? Maybe when he comes forward and he fesses up to what he's done wrong, what he's guilty of, we'll talk. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, I've asked Steve Frank to join me on California Governor Gavin Newsom. Actually, I don't know. At this point, he'd be a dictator, wouldn't he? Can't call him a governor anymore. Thomas Senior Hush, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.